The VA is trying to take care of hundreds of thousands of veterans in hurricane-damaged eastern North Carolina. Some have medical problems that could be worsened by the storm. Others have housing needs. And the VA is hampered because some of its own clinics flooded and haven't yet reopened. From Havelock, Jay Price reports for WUNC's American Homefront Project.
It's hardly a normal setting for medical help, a temporary clinic in a Walmart parking lot. But it was a welcome sight for patients like retired Air Force jet engine mechanic Bud Sadler, who has an ongoing blood condition.
Yeah, the pharmacist told us to come here because she's concerned with my numbers and she didn't want to go another 2 or 3 weeks.
So Sadler, with his wife Faye and their dog Maddie, made the trip to Havelock from Cape Carteret, where more than a dozen trees are down in their yard and an outbuilding is damaged. Other vets simply saw the clinic as they drove by. Retired Marine Gunnery Sergeant Gary Cypress had walked up to the open-air front desk. He wanted to get the paperwork started for getting his knees reconstructed and figured now is the time because he's going to be tied up a while rebuilding.
I got a flood. I'm going back down to drop my family off, then go to my house. My house flooded out the whole downstairs. I think my wife's car flooded out. So after I drop my family off at my son's house, I'm going out to take a look at my house.
The VA opened the temporary clinic after flooding damaged the regular VA medical office in nearby Morehead City. So far, it's treated more than 200 veterans, and not just for storm-related injuries to limbs and joints. VA patients tend to be older, sicker, and more vulnerable to the aftermath of disasters like this. Dr. Lance Sweeney is medical director for the Morehead Clinic, and for now, the mobile one.
The last gentleman lost everything. And it's a problem because you have medicines that require refrigeration, you have machines that need to be run for electric, and some of them are elderly gentlemen or women that may have no family here. So it's a crisis, there's no question.
Not every veteran in the area can get to the clinic or has even heard about it. So the VA is also sending teams of healthcare workers into shelters to find veterans who've been displaced from their homes. But there's no way to tell how many veterans are in shelters or where they are. So on a recent day, a team led by Olive Cyrus, the VA's chief nurse for the Greenville and Morehead City facilities, was on a long circuit hitting shelters in Greenville, New Bern, and Newport.
Some of the veterans in the shelter may not have transportation, may not be able to get to the mobile unit, and so we want to come out and reach out to them.
At a shelter in Chapel Hill, where evacuees were being brought in from some of the worst hit areas, the VA has a permanent team set up to help with disaster relief claims, medical issues, and other needs. They set up one veteran with an oxygen system to replace the one he lost in the storm, and got a new battery and charging system for another vet who hadn't been able to power his scooter since he was evacuated. Marine veteran Gary Keegan, who was homeless even before the storm, was at the VA table inside the shelter to learn about housing options. He said it was great that the VA came to him.
Well, I really appreciate it.
Sitting across from him was Carolyn Belmore, a VA social work assistant.
We found out he's in need of housing, and we're trying to get him connected and enrolled in the VA healthcare system so that we can provide him with resources and connect him to benefits if that's an option for him.
It's unclear how long the VA will have to keep coming to storm victims. It hopes to reopen the Morehead City Clinic Friday and move the mobile clinic there to help with the storm-related surge in healthcare needs, especially for things like psychological counseling. In Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria, VA mental health workers found that PTSD symptoms often worsened from the trauma of living through the disaster, and the effects lingered on for months, even after the electricity came back on and homes were repaired. They expect a similar long recovery for veterans in North Carolina. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.